This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I like to believe I'm an expert at this. You know, I took real lessons at it. Hey, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot happening today. You know, I mean, I can get started in this whole thing. Look, we got a great lineup for you tonight. Rick Green's going to join me in the second hour. We're going to talk about the Constitution. Does it really even matter anymore? It's actually an interview I did earlier, and I just, you know, I mean, earlier, when I, not tonight, but I did earlier, that Rick lays out the Constitution, lays it out in plain, simple English. You know, a lot of us think we know it, and we think we know what it says, and we think we know what it stands for. And, you know, especially us on the right at times, really seriously, you know, we get down to, we think we know what the amendments mean, who they apply to, and we're willing to go to the grave for it, and yet you can line up five conservatives in a row and you'll get three different answers or thoughts on what it actually means. It's a little interesting to me, because we're all told to open it and read it, right? So anyhow, and then I love today, they're going crazy already, right? I mean, they're so concerned about this, what's her name, the stripper girl, or wherever she is. I don't even want her name in my head, you know, Daniels, Stormy Daniels. I mean, they're all over her, they're all over what she could be doing and not doing, and what he did with her and didn't do with her. And what do we got going on? We've got the president of Japan in town, or in the country, I shouldn't say in town. Right? Think about that. And I'm listening to the reporters. They hate this guy Trump so much. I'm listening to the reporters talk about this. And they're asking him questions about Stormy. They're asking him questions of whether he's going to fire Mueller when he's got the president of Japan there. Why not ask questions about what they did, what they talked about? Because they don't care about security. They don't care about this country. Right? I mean, seriously, why wouldn't you want to know from a diplomat, because they're all about being diplomatic, right? From a diplomatic point of view, why wouldn't you want to know what went down with the president of Japan? Why wouldn't you want to know what Trump talked about, what they dealt with? But one of the items I like today, and you know, some of you are Ron Paul lovers, Rand Paul lovers. I mean, I wish we'd stop fighting each other. I wish we would find some common ground. We can move through these appointments, get them done, and deal with it, right? I mean, come on, honestly. The President Trump told Kim Jong-un, not directly, didn't pick up the phone and call, but told him directly that basically, here's how it goes. If we're not going to produce anything in this meeting, if we're just going to hang out, talk, throw back a few beers, that's not going to work for me. Trump said, and I'd like to see this, Trump said that he'll respectfully leave if Kim Jong-un and the summit talks are really not fruitful, if they're not getting anywhere. If the little guy starts pounding his fist on the table, right, remember that? In the old days of the Soviet Union? I know, some of you are old enough to remember, some of you are not. So President Trump told reporters on Wednesday he'd not hesitate to walk out of the planned summit meeting. He said, I hope to have a very successful meeting, Trump. You know, he's not a man to waste time. Can you imagine in the days gone by if you were in a meeting with him? Right? I mean, if you weren't moving along, if you were just shooting the breeze, I would imagine it didn't last long. There was no way that was going to happen. He says, I hope to have a very successful meeting along with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He said, if we don't think it's going to be successful, we just won't have it. If I think if it's a meeting that's not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If I'm in the meeting and it's not fruitful, we're spinning our wheels and it's going nowhere, I'm leaving. Now, Trump is a tall guy, and Kim is a smaller guy. And can you imagine him getting up on the table or leaning up on the table and leaning forward and going, I'm done. I'm out of here. We're not getting anywhere. The president spoke one day after it was revealed that the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, had met with Kim over the Easter weekend in an effort to lay the groundwork. Now, they're going crazy with this. I don't know why. You know, when was it? Was it Obama? Before Obama? When was it that we thought that we need to know everything about everything? Now, we have a right to know everything that the president's doing every minute. You know, that's called micromanaging in the real world. I didn't vote for him or any other president for them to be micromanaged. If they can't do the job, I'm going to vote for somebody else, right? Now, Trump said that he planned to discuss the denuclearization of North Korea. There's a shot across the bow. Look, buddy, if you're not gonna talk about laying down the nukes, we're done. I'm not even coming. Right? He said, we'll not repeat the mistakes of previous administrations. And our campaign of maximum pressure will continue until North Korea denuclearizes. Now, Trump added that his administration was fighting very, very, very diligently to get this accomplished. He also wants to see the three Americans freed by North Korea before the meeting as a gesture of goodwill. They've probably been dead and buried, for God's sakes. I mean, seriously. Trump also pledged to help the free Japanese citizens who have been abducted and held captive by North Korea, saying that he had made a promise to Abe and that he knew the issue was one of truly the most important. You know, it's always important to get your people back. You know, and they acknowledged to having 13 Japanese citizens and a bunch of American citizens. True. Or have had. Oh, God. Try English, right? North Korea has abducted at least 17 Japanese citizens since the 70s and 80s. You know, and it was away from the train to learn their language, to learn their customs, to go back in and spy on Japan and South Korea. So the little guy's been busy, or North Korea's been busy for quite some time. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to learn about your dollars, your money, and how to protect it. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you a short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I know some of you have seen that. I think it's Lipitor. And this is a commercial for Lipitor. I still want to know. This is the song they use in the background. And this guy is dancing through the whole commercial. But he's mowing the lawn and cleaning the house. What guy you know, that dance while they mow the lawn? I don't know anybody that does. They usually get that grumbling look on their face like they're trying to get it done and over with. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me today. Do appreciate the time you spend with me. But I like this guy even more than some of you. Anyhow, David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. He is there. I call him my economic guru. He speaks plain, simple English, helps me understand what's going on in the markets and across the world, because, I mean, seriously, what's happening in China, Japan, and North Korea and other places really affect what your nickel is worth. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. I can just imagine somebody being on their John Deere mower dancing You know, I'm the visual there. I'm trying to figure that one out. Are they sitting and moving or standing? I don't know, but it doesn't. It's like oil and water for me. Sorry.
Listen, I'm with you. Guy's pushing this lawnmower, and he's, you know. Anyway, it's not something you want to have in your mind and have to eat dinner at the same time. So anyhow,
I don't think he has very straight lines in this train.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, this is the dance floor. We go everywhere we
there
want.
There you go. No kidding.
Oh,
right?
We missed a few swaths of grass. Okay.
Oh God. So all right. So let's get to now we have to get to the reality of the moment, right? So last week the stocks they were recovering, and I saw the red arrows from day to off and on day to day, right? No, and when you look at where the stock market has been all over the place, one of the things that I've noticed is it was a while back it wasn't as susceptible to every tweet or every comment the president makes. Lately, it doesn't seem to be as true. Is this what's making the markets? Why have they become so volatile?
Well, you're exactly right. The assessment is true. Look at President Trump started tweeting, during his campaign.
Right.
Yet the markets weren't affected by then, obviously, because he wasn't president. But in 2017, or even the latter part of after he got elected, before the inauguration, he tweeted out lots of things. The market wasn't being affected all through that time, all through 2017, by his tweets. Not until really January, the end of January of this year. So tweeting historically has not affected the market, positive or negative, but it is doing that now. So is this because of tariffs? I think tariffs is a symptom of it. I think there's two major factors that are happening here. But currently, we have a global synchronized recovery trying to happen. And in the United States, we have a massive tax cuts that went into effect. Rising budgets, though, while this is happening, with record profits and oil around $66, $67 a barrel, with record unemployment, but the threat of inflation coming. But here's the underlying problem is that in this market, the Fed is, like I said before, unraveling or selling their balance sheet. And now people are finally coming out and saying this, more than just myself. The CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankenship, just came out and talked about this today in the news. So it's a real thing that is happening, that he has actually said, we've been in an artificial environment, I'm paraphrasing, from 2008 till 2014 and a low interest rate. And now that the Feds are raising rates and they're unwinding the balance sheet, he's saying that the markets don't know how to react in this environment. So it's going to cause, he says clearly this, but we will see certainly what will happen as we start to walk backwards towards normal financial markets. He's referring to normal interest rates and where the Fed is out of the picture of holding treasuries that causes markets to be inflated. So he's saying that we basically have an overvalued market. There's other people that are coming out and saying the same thing. In fact, the IMF gave a huge warning. But let me go back to, before I say that, let me go back to what I said last week, that markets are being driven more so by the commercial investor, with computerized trading going in, like when the Dow drops 300 or 400 points, then the computers kick in and say, it's time to buy. That's the commercial traders. That's not typically the retail traders. And as many know, I'm a contributor for TD Ameritrade. In fact, I'm going to be on the program next Wednesday again, talking about some of this and also some of the other topics we might touch on today. But there's an index called the IMF index, which doesn't relate on how people feel about the market. It tells the story what they did in the market, when they bought a stock, how long they sold it, and when they got out. So it's investor sentiment, not on feelings, but on facts of history. That index is down 39% in the last 3 months. So this is saying that the retail investor, and these are, seasoned people in this index that trade off TD Ameritrade platform, they're saying this volatility is too much for me to play the game because I don't know what's going to happen next. So that's the unfortunate side. But there's, some factors that are causing this that we should talk about today.
It's funny when you talk about the volatility of the market, you talk about what drives the market. It's kind of the joke that I use with you on a regular basis and say, You know, how do these things affect, how does the regular 9-to-5 guy get his mind around this? What does he need to look for without spending hours and hours and hours, you know, on his computer when it comes to not just investing, but whether it's investing or buying gold and silver or what to do with his real estate or even, the, like, you know how I like to joke about putting your cash in a coffee can and burying it in the backyard. There has to be some indicators he can look for to decide. Just gold, for instance. What indicator would I look for to say, hey, maybe it's time to buy more gold or take the stuff I have and bury it deep in the drawer? I don't know.
Well, you should be buying more gold at these levels because gold's getting ready to break through a resistance level. And when it does that, it's going to make a quick move. And there are a lot of projections coming out that we're going to have some major challenges next year because the Fed is raising rates. And this creates uncertainty. This creates actually contributes to inflation, too. It helps. They do it to control inflation, but it actually it works against them at a certain level, and then it finally gets under control. So the Fed, that's why the Fed doesn't want to be behind the curve in raising rates, but many economists think that they're behind the Fed is already behind the curve on this thing, and just the unraveling of their balance sheet is going to cause inflation. But there are some signs that inflation, what can the investor look at? Well, look at the price of gas. It's been going up. That's one thing that they can look at. Look at the core inflation rate, which excludes gas and food. That's running at 2.1% annually. This, the target for the Fed, Joe, is 2%. So when the 2.1, when the core inflation gets above 2%, it tells us that the Fed's going to continue to raise rates. When rates go up, that's typically not good for stocks, but in this environment, it has been. So the market is ignoring the fundamentals. Well, Wall Street is not ignoring it.
All right, David, let's talk about fundamentals on the other side of the break. Because this is the stuff I want to get into. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back more. Talk about your finances and what to do with them when we come back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't even bother calling because I usually let David run because he's got so much good information. I don't want to take any time away from him. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, you know, we were talking about the economy, what's going on in the stock market, and how volatile it's been lately. And then it just popped into my head. You know, David, when do we know when to buy precious metals as a whole, you know, gold, and when, and why, and is this the time to do it?
Well, there's never a wrong time to buy gold because gold is a financial insurance policy against the unknown, and we have enough unknown to write a book about right now in the economy and the environment. We're moving into more unknownness that we've never been in history because the Fed is unraveling a $4 trillion, $4.5 trillion balance sheet. They've never done that. That's a huge unknown, and this is the largest financial asset in the world called the U.S. dollar in the form of treasuries. So that's a massive unknown that's under the foundation of the girding system that's going to probably play out not in a benefit to many of us. And it's showing up the signs of that already, but it's not taken foot yet. And I said it probably won't till next year or maybe the year after. So, but I'd rather be 2 years too early than 2 days too late to a financial crisis. That's why you don't wait to buy gold. You buy gold and wait. Now, you're not going to use your gold. Just to clarify the people out there that misunderstand gold. Gold is not going to be used as a grocery store funds to buy something, and neither is your stock. Gold is the hedge against other currencies, against the U.S. dollar coming down, but more importantly, it's also a hedge against stocks coming down. And a report that just came out today from the IMF saying stock prices are high relative to the fundamentals around the world, especially in the U.S., quote unquote. Then they talk about the next session as sharp correction coming. You know, they're joining in with a lot of other people saying a correction is coming in the market. So what happened in the last correction, 2008, stocks went down 45% and gold shot up 50% the same year and went on a multi-year run. Gold did, where it doubled in value in 2 years. So gold is a hedge and a diversified tool, not a currency. But the IMF warned us, and I think I might have said this on your program a year ago. I reading this IMF report, and I pulled out some of from my files things about the IMF. Exactly a year ago, Joel, in its Global Financial Stability Report, the IMF issued a stark warning then, Joe, and what they said is that they said that there will be soaring levels of debt in the private sector. And it found that more than 20% of U.S. corporations are at risk then of default once interest rates rise, and calculate that the combined assets of these firms threaten by default, those earnings do not cover the interest expense, that this could almost reach $4 trillion. They came out to say also some other things, and I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but there's, you know, we have to not ignore a third-party independent warning like this. This is not a person that's an entity that sells gold, sells stock, is anti-American, or any of those things. They're just saying the U.S. debt is way out of control. And let's put the numbers to it. Global debt bubble has hit a new high last week, over $237 trillion. Put into perspective, in the last 10 years, global debt has gone up $50 trillion of that $237 trillion, and it increased in 1 year, the last year, 21 of that $50 trillion. So the $50 trillion, 9 years it took us to get $29 trillion in debt, and 1 year to get $21 trillion in debt. The world is massively creating debt. And this is what I've been saying. Now we have a report that came out that confirms this. This is where it's going to create a big problem next year when the Fed starts massively unwinding their balance sheet, because they're only doing it at $20 billion a month. Next, the end of this month, they're going to start the $30 billion a month. And they're going to reach it at $50 billion a month starting the fourth quarter and all through next year. When this happens, this is going to be a problem. This is what the CEO of Goldman Sachs is saying. This is what Jim Rogers has said. We're going to have the worst financial catastrophe in history at some point, because some person has to hold these countries' currencies called sovereign debt. And if the Fed is selling it, then who's holding our dollar? China's been selling it. They have to create more treasuries to support this debt structure, and the United States is going into a massive, massive, sure we've never been in before, because of the massive spending we've had recently. And even the Congressional Budget Office came out last week and forewarned of this massive deficits now reaching over $1 trillion a year. So this is all another sign that they can look for is interest rates. Watch what the interest rates are doing. I know we got to get ready to go to break here in a second, so we can hit this after the other side. But this will tell us a little bit more what to watch for.
We got about 3.5 minutes, and so I tell people, you know, keep your eyes open and watch what's going on around you, because maybe they don't have a stockbroker. Maybe, you know, they bought gold or silver because of a commercial they saw or heard, and they really aren't. What I say, they're not working it. They're not really understanding what it means. One of the things you opened with, which I like to tell people all the time, is you don't buy gold for an investment. You don't buy silver for an investment. It is a hedge, a protection. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Well, yes, but it will become, right now it's a hedge against that, but I think it's going to become a great investment to own, because the world is in the process of changing its view about gold. What's happening right now is big banks and governments have been stockpiling up on gold. They've been unabatedly, they've been printing massive quantities of money. We're in a, you know, current trade war, possibly, with rising interest rates and slowing of retail slowing down. This is not a good environment. We should be having a fast retail development with massive corporate profits and paying down massive revenues to the government and paying down massive debt in our government. We're not doing any of that. So because of that, and it's not just happening in the United States, it's happening globally, big banks and governments are coming and preparing for this problem that they foresee in the future, a crisis of some sort, and that's why they're buying huge amounts of gold, stockpiling them, because we're either going to go into what you call a disinflationary environment, or an inflationary environment, and both historically gold does very well in both environments. So this is why we're seeing a possible, not yet, but I think we're going to see a upward movement. I hate to use the term a breakout in gold, because then it sounds like it's going to go ballistic. I don't mean it that way. But financial analysts and large institutions who generally have avoided gold are now, for nearly a decade, the tide appears to be changing. They're coming to this market.
Let me ask you something. You only got about a minute and a half here. I love doing that to you. But, you know, when it comes to inflation, give a real short explanation. What is inflation?
Rising costs of goods and services. Simple as that. When things become more expensive and it's more expensive to live, that means it is inflationary. It is an inflationary environment. And so the Fed is trying to get back to normalcy of normal rates, which should be between 4 and 5%. We've had a quarter of a point rate for almost a decade, and now they're trying to get back to normal. We're 2.5% or 2.25%. They're trying to get to 5%, 4% maybe. And the path to get there, they're also selling the treasuries, and this is very jumpy and volatile for the market. So the market doesn't like this, and we're going to have more of this, unfortunately.
Oh, you just opened up a can of worms in my little feeble brain when you say, you know, rising costs, you know, when gas goes up and salaries need to go up and it just costs more to get the stuff to market. Isn't that just normal, the normal function of the market, of the world, if you would?
It is, but when the Fed creates an artificial environment of a low interest rate environment and it has to bring it back to normalcy, it's like pulling away the drug from the drug addict who's saying, I don't like it this way. Companies would rather have a very ultra-low artificial interest rate when they have a line of credit. They would rather pay it a 1% than 5%. So it affects businesses, which is that they have to raise their prices, which means inflation.
You know what? I don't know. I want to go back to the old days of trading chickens and stones and pretty stones and stuff like that. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. I love the way he makes things very simple, very easy to understand about your finances. We'll be back in a minute.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. David Fisher joins me from Landmark Capital. I always have a good time when he's on with me. Like I say, and I don't say it in a joking way, but, you know, seriously, David lays it out in pretty plain, simple English for us to understand and know what to do with our money. David, first, thanks for joining me. Second, why can't we go back to the good old days when, you know, we traded chickens, we traded services, we traded lambs and pretty stones and stuff like that?
The genie's out of the box, that's why.
I knew you were going to do that to me.
Okay, so let's talk about the genie that came out of the box. Listen, the good old days, we didn't have all this volatility near as much. I'm talking about in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, we had one person in the family working. It wasn't a joint family, husband and wife working, struggling to make ends meet, and now it's not quite even enough to make it happen in most cases. So why is it all happening? It's not because the world has changed that drastically or technology. It's because we took the currencies off gold standard. We didn't have any of these things happening when currencies were backed by gold, because gold was the foundation to a financial girding system. But when President Nixon in 1971 took us off a gold standard, you want to look at a chart of inflation, Google it. When did inflation start happening? I've never Googled it this way, but I venture to say they're going to talk about the United States coming off standard. And that's when the dollar really started to lose its purchasing power, because at that point, the Fed had so much control. They could create money out of thin air. Before, they only could create money that was backed by gold. But after 1971, they could create as much money as they want. And the more they created, the more power they had to induce into the economic system to influence the market. And so if you look at since 1971, we've moved from peak to valley, with all these things being caused, these valleys and these peaks, caused by the Fed's action. And then they, because of the last bubble that burst, they do something else to create another thing to support the next economic environment. So, you know, the Fed's efforts now are going to be raising rates.
Wow.
Well, why did we lower them? Because the Fed caused artificial rates, which caused an artificial boom in real estate, that the bubble popped, and banks were leveraged to the hilt, caused a financial crisis. So they said, and they caused all that, because they created this artificial environment for people to buy homes. And the government did it too. So as a result of that, then we had massive defaults, and so then they injected trillions of dollars artificially into the system at artificially low rates. They lowered rates to stupid levels, a quarter of a point. That's not real. Real rates are 4 to 5% historically over 50 years. So and in that, they created trillions and trillions of dollars called U.S. debt. So that's another thing where they artificially created this environment. So just like the environment was artificially created and caused 2008, a massive downturn, they're created this artificial environment here over the last 10 years, and now they're trying to unravel that. Unfortunately, we're seeing the early warning signs it doesn't work, because it's causing this market volatility. That's all this from the Fed. And because every time they sell treasuries, billions of dollars, it shakes the market. They said it was going to shake the market. People weren't listening. But this is what's happening. That's why they have to raise rates. That's why you're going to see, I don't get all technical here, but there's a thing called the short-term two-year yield and the 10-year yield, which are 10 years of time and 2 years of time is of a treasury. So if you say I'm going to buy a treasury and hold it for 2 years or 10 years, those rates are coming close together to where it's flat. And they call that difference is a spread. It's just 0.41% currently right now. This is the narrowest it's been before the financial crisis. We've had two-year yield surge to 2.41%, the highest since July of 2008. These are indicators that when some people feel, economists saying this is going to cross, where the yield on the two-year is going to be higher than the 10-year, then they call that an inversion. They say when an inversion happens, there will be a financial crisis. So there's a very strong indicator. What this says, in layman's term, investors of the world say within 10 years, and sometime around 2 years or greater, possibly, there's going to be a severe financial crisis, and I don't want to be out long holding U.S. dollars.
So
what that tells us.
I could circumvent all this just buying a whole bunch of Bitcoin, right?
Bitcoin, that's the key. It's $8,000, a little over $8,000. And, just recently a big whale jumped, some whales jumped into Bitcoin, $100 million.
Wow.
It caused it to move a little bit. You know, it was at 6,500 or thereabouts a month ago, and now it's 8,000, a little over 8,000, 8,100. It trades 24/7. You know, the high was 19K and change. You know, there's people that are saying stay away from it, and there's some that are saying it's the best thing. It's going to go to $250,000. I mean, I heard that report the other day.
Well, it's really interesting when I hear people talk about this again. We were getting all kinds of emails. People were all excited about it back in, I think it was November or December. Joe, you got to jump in. It's going to, at the time they were saying it's going to hit 25,000, 26,000. And, you know, again, this is, you said.
I was going to say, what did I say, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this stuff and I'm going, it's almost like it's a fad. It's a thing to buy this month or this year or what have you.
I said the market's going to correct, and when it does, it's going to correct real hard. Only put money in there that you're willing to gamble and lose. It's not widespread yet, and fundamentals are not supporting this. It's gone up too much, too fast, has all the signs of a correction, and that's exactly what happened.
I mean,
it doesn't show that now, though. I mean, it could be something you might want to think about investing in long term. I'm not, therefore, you know, I'm not anti-Bitcoin.
Right.
I mean, I personally don't own it. I just look at the fundamentals of it. It's lost its luster, and now it's back to more fundamentals.
Right. No, I just thought it was funny. Like I said, there were people telling me to jump in, and they were buying at 16, 17, and 18, and now, you know, it's down at 8 grand or so, and I'm saying I feel bad for them because they jumped onto a craze, if you would, that kind of thing, and it's really sad. So, but let's hit some things really quick. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and one of the things is, you know, China launched their Petro-1, and how is this affecting us at this point?
Well, it's clearly is competing against the U.S. dollar in the form of how oil is traded. It's in its early stages. The first day it was launched, it had 4 times more volume than crude Brent crude. So it puts it into perspective that investors did play the game. Something to look at here in the near future is towards the end of the month, since it launched on the 26th, people who are trading this thing on a futures market, or countries that receive the oil, or excuse me, that receive payment in the yuan for selling oil to China, they can convert this to gold. And if we see them converting this either in a contract that was traded a month ago, or the country that received the yuan and don't want to hold yuans but would rather hold gold, there could be a conversion out of some of these contracts and some of these payments into gold through the Shanghai Gold Exchange, which was all set up by China well in advance. If that happens, you'll see a physical demand that raises substantially, and you can see prices move pretty nicely in the gold market. It's too early to tell if that's a reality and that's going to happen or not, but that's something I'm watching towards the end of this month.
Okay, well, you got to keep us up on it now. You've got a white paper out titled "Time's Up: Which Bubble Will Burst First?" See, you don't need the bubble bursting again. Which bubble burst first to the triggering the coming great deflate? My God, easy for you to say. How do I get that? What's it going to cost me?
It's free. Education, right. Literature, conversations. That's all free. We believe in all that, Usually out of that, people like working with us because they feel no pressure, and it makes sense why you would have some gold. They can get a hold of us or the white paper or both at landmarkgold.com, or they can do it the old-fashioned way. Call us at 844-715-7311.
Yeah, and, you know, I keep telling people the reality is you don't – this is not the days of old. You know, trading, buying gold and silver, you know, finances as a whole – it's a whole different world out there than it was back in the, you know, 70s and the 80s. You know what I'm saying? And you got to get with a guy like you. You got to get to somebody who has a clue and can help. Right? I mean,
Most people feel something's coming. They feel that. They don't quite understand it. Call my company. We'll explain it a little bit more in a simple layman's term in an interactive conversation. They'll see the need to get diversified.
Yeah. And again, David, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me.
You're very welcome. Now go get your chickens under control.
No kidding, right? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next
meeting
hour.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?